Andrew, disappointing. He's nearly managed to cling on, but just too difficult in the end.
Yeah, well, I think James Shannon and Davy Simpson there gave us a bit of hope towards the end, but you know, we'd let ourselves down the first innings with the collapse, and again here in the second innings we didn't really get the meaningful partnerships that we're going to make the difference, and so you're right, it is very disappointing.
What happened in the first innings? I mean, Nick Largan was looking pretty comfortable, the 50 run partnership, and then 8 wickets went for 39.
Yeah, I think a combination of things. You know, I suppose whenever you know, they get a couple of wickets and get on a roll, and their seamers bowl very well, and you know, some decisions go for you, you know, and some of them go against you, and all of a sudden it can be very difficult to pull it back. It wasn't an easy pitch to bat on by any means, but you know, it's easy to stand and make excuses, but we just weren't good enough over the course of the 3 days.
You mentioned the conditions there. I know it was a slow pitch, but nothing that we haven't played on maybe in the UAE or Bangladesh or India, so
no. But I think, I suppose, whenever you're playing against that calibre of opposition, it's different in club cricket. But when you're facing, you know, Max Sorensen, you know, Eddie Richardson, they're good bowlers, and in those conditions it makes scoring very difficult, and it sort of adds to the pressure of the game and adds to the pressure of the conditions you're trying to play in.
What about maybe Shane Gatgate and Mark Adair? I thought they both bowled pretty well.
I think all the bowlers stuck to their task. You know, for large periods of the game, especially in the field, we did extremely well, and we did exactly what they did in making life difficult for the batsmen, hard to score. And I think you saw by their run rate over the course of the first day that you know, we'd obviously done our job very well.
But obviously they're a long way to go in all formats, so you'll be hoping they bounce back from this.
Yeah, well, we were in a good position obviously when the rain came at Coleraine in the first one there. We played reasonably well to beat the North West over the 3 days, and yeah, this is a blip, but it's early days. We had a heavier defeat here last year and went on and played some of our best cricket, so hopefully history repeats itself.